Cher denied immediate conservatorship over son's money. Los Angeles. A judge on Friday declined to immediately put Cher's son into the legal conservatorship that she is seeking and he is opposing, but the court will take up the issue again within weeks. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Jessica A. Uzcategui ruled that Cher's attorneys had not given Elijah Blue Allman and his lawyers the necessary documents to give them sufficient time to make their case, and scheduled another hearing for January 29. Last week, the Oscar and Grammy-winning singer and actress filed a petition for control of the finances of Mr. Allman, 47, saying his struggles with addiction and mental health have left him unable to manage his money and potentially put his life in danger by making him able to buy drugs. Mr. Allman receives money from a trust left by his late father, musician Greg Allman. Cher's attorney Gabrielle Vidal said at Friday's hearing that a payment from the trust is pending, and the immediate establishment of a conservatorship is a life and death proposition. But Judge Uzcategui said, "I am not persuaded." She cited Cher's attorney's unwillingness to share material with Mr. Allman's attorneys when contacted Thursday. Cher's lawyers said they had confidentiality concerns and shared the documents instead with Mr. Allman's court-appointed lawyer. Mr. Allman said in a court filing before the hearing that a conservatorship is not necessary. He acknowledged struggles with addiction and irresponsible spending, but said he is under the care of a doctor, has been sober for more than 3 months, is attending Alcoholics Anonymous meetings and is willing to submit drug tests. "While I understand that my mother, the proposed conservator, believes she is looking out for my best interests and I appreciate her love and support, I do not need her unsolicited help or support at this time," the filing said. Mr. Allman was in court Friday but spoke only to briefly answer the judge's questions. His lawyers declined comment after the hearing. Cher did not attend. Her attorneys did not immediately respond to a request for comment. By Andrew Dalton,